second Special Olympic Day edition of Rosie on the House. Yes, a little bit later, we will have our Russian interpreter in for lesson number two. Such an overwhelming response to last week's Russian language school segment that we're bringing them back to learn more things, more phrases to say when you are visiting in Sochi or Moscow. Reports are, in this Olympic Day edition, Romy, that the nurses in the delivery room were saying that you did a triple Sakow, double reverse gainer headstand the other day.
With a twist.
With a twist.
And a back bend.
Yeah, did something. You score 8.9 on that?
Actually, she weighed 6 pounds, 8 ounces. Romy, Landry K.
Romy's dear wife, Miss Amanda, has delivered the Romero's 11th grandchild.
Just you can see her on Facebook.
Just night before last, so we're certainly grateful for that. We're grateful for you, our listeners, here at Rosie on the House. You reach us. We're in the garden this morning. The first hour, as always, 1-888-767-4348. Wherever you are in Arizona, that's a toll-free number. My wife, Jennifer, who's acting as call screener today because Julia is with her dance clogging club in the Gold Rush Days Parade in Williamsburg. So, We're just all over the place today. So Jennifer will take your call, 1-888-767-4348. We have Mr. John Eisenhower in today from Integrity Tree Service. And we're going to get started. You were talking about a particular game you were watching last night. Was there a game on last night?
Yeah, there was a very important game on last night. ASU and U of A.
Uh-huh.
My dear beloved.
They went to the Olympics?
I didn't have the Olympics on last night. There was a little competition from a very important game. Yeah, being the Sun Devil that I am, I'm a very proud Sun Devil to say that we came away with a nice victory for Coach Herb Sendek and the Sun Devils. Go Devils!
Now, somebody that knows a lot more about basketball than me says, with 8/10 of a second left in that game, there should have been a couple technicals thrown.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't know. I don't know basketball well enough. Anyway, well, thanks for coming in, John. You're here as our tree arborist and tree expert. If y'all have questions in particular about any type of tree you have out in the yard that has to do with irrigating it, fertilizing it, trimming it, caring for it, talking to it, what music each particular tree likes to listen to.
Or even cutting it down. We've witnessed recently the efficiency of tree removal. I was expecting to see somebody out there with an axe. There was a dumpster and a crane and ropes and helmets and gear. And an hour later, there was all the sky that we hadn't seen in ages.
I've been wanting to get rid of those palm trees for a long, long time. If I'd have thought it was going to go that fast and be that easy, I'd have called John years ago. I just never wanted to put up with the mess of what it was going to take to get those trees out of there. It was like plucking cherries out of a milkshake menu. Bloop, 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 gone.
That was a lot of fun.
Man, we appreciated it.
And speaking of cutting, today's tip is on pruning.
That's right. You know, this February 15th is the last average day of frost in Phoenix. And this is sort of the kind of launch into our pruning season. Because after the 15th, we can freely prune our citrus trees. We can prune out frost damage. And you can pretty much prune most evergreen and deciduous trees this time of year.
And I'm sorry, I was getting a speaker in my headset. Was that my cue?
Somebody talking to you? I'm surprised how little frost warnings we've had this year. I mean, it has been really one of the warmer winters I can ever remember. I can't remember a freeze warning after about the first week of December.
Yeah, we were just...
We had one little cold front move in. Man, that's been it.
A little freeze in December, and then it's been pretty much smooth sailing all the way through. We're always holding our breath, wondering if we're going to have that late freeze. And you still could. But after the 15th of February, it's usually a pretty good time for you to go ahead and take the frost cloth off, get started pruning your frost damage back. And you can, like I said, February 15th through March 15th is prime time for pruning your citrus. So if you've been holding off pruning your citrus, this is a time you can do a little bit more aggressive pruning, shaping, a little bit of interior work, and get your citrus all ready to go for the next year.
If you did experience some frost damage and you're looking at your tree, and I mean, a lot of it's obvious, but some of it may not be so obvious. How do you identify which branches need to come out?
yeah, you need to do what we call a scratch test. You know, you can go from the outside of the tree and work your way back in and scratch the bark off the tree with a pen knife or your fingernail and see where the frost damage has gone, how deep into the tree or plant, and then cut back just below that spot, and then the tree will be able to recover from there.
Now, every single branch? I mean, I'm or is there like a size? If it's under the size of a pencil, I'm not going to go sit there and scratch it. Unless that's as big as my little tree is, if it's a little 5-gallon plant.
A lot of the smaller frost damage on a lot of our trees, you know, the new growth that emerges now will quickly grow past some of that dead, those little dead twigs or branchlets. And yeah, it's not probably worth it to go in there. You can take the time if you like.
Now, when I'm trimming, I've always liked to trim my trees in a way where the little limbs that I'm taking off, I want to cut them in so tight to that parent limb that you can't tell there was ever anything there. And I've been told recently that isn't the best way to trim.
Right. There's a little area just at the base of those where that small branch attaches to the larger one. And it's a branch protection zone comprised of the branch bark ridge and the branch collar. And that's a little raised area you can see just at the base of those branches. Try to stay off of there. Don't put your saw right up next to the parent branch and cut flush to that branch. You want to kind of move outside that little branch collar and branch bark ridge. Speaking of which, we'll be talking all about this today at Harper's Nursery.
Oh, that's right.
At 10 o'clock, I'm teaching a pruning seminar, free pruning class at Harper's Nursery, Thomas and Hayden. And be happy to have talk with anybody who wants to come along from 10 until about 11 o'clock.
And that's Thomas and Hayden?
Right, at Harper's Nursery. We'll be
on Hayden, south of Thomas, I guess.
Yes, yeah. So we'll be teaching a pruning class there today.
Now, in addition to pruning, and we've mentioned citrus a couple times, we can also fertilize right now.
Yeah, this is a great time to fertilize. You know, sometimes people like to fertilize their citrus three times a year on Valentine's Day, Memorial Day, and Labor Day. Those are good holidays to mark on your calendar. And this, of course, would be the first of those three fertilizing times.
Do you have a application or a brand or a liquid versus granular, or do you just use it all as it needs?
Yeah, whatever you like to use. You know, a slow release formulation is sort of nice to have. Although if you're fertilizing three times a year, your fast release products are great as well. The main thing is just to get it down throughout the entire root zone, water it in nicely, and follow the label instructions.
The labeled instructions. That's gosh, you always have to throw that in. I mean, can I just throw it out there and live with it?
Well, people think that fertilizer is kind of like vitamin C. You can't take too much of it. It's really not true. You know, the fertilizers are all salt based, so we have a little bit elevated salt levels in our soil anyway. So you don't want to put on more fertilizer than your trees need, because you're increasing the salt levels, which can be really harmful to some trees and plants.
Interesting. Now, you hear a lot about deep root watering, deep root fertilization. You hear about, I've heard of something recently that I'd never heard of before, compost tea.
Right.
What's your thoughts on all that?
Yeah, compost tea there's not a lot of research on it, because it's difficult to duplicate in a scientific setting, because the compost tea brews that they make up are different every time. The biologicals, the beneficial bacteria that are created in those mixes can change from batch to batch.
So, sure.
But the results are really good. The anecdotal evidence is that compost teas are a really kind of a neat product, because they do improve the rooting environment and make it a better place for that tree to prosper in the soil.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U if you'd like to get online and talk with Mr. John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. Dwayne's going to start us off with our calls. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen, and congratulations on your new baby.
Yeah,
thank you.
Baby.
Yahoo!
I've been there. It's a wonderful feeling, so great. But I have a mandarin.
Yeah, for the guys, it really is.
I have a mandarin orange tree, and it looks like my leaves are starting to curl. I have lots of leaves that are curling in, and I don't know that water, temperature, why would I have that?
Well, a curling of the leaves quite often is due to an insect called thrips. And thrips they actually suck on the backside of the leaves. They cause a little bit of a shrinking of the leaves, and they don't really cause much more than cosmetic damage to the trees. I wouldn't be too concerned about it. if you're watering regularly and you have some good fertilizer down and you're doing all the other things, making a good cultural environment that's conducive to good growth, I wouldn't be too worried about a few curling leaves.
Okay, but if it's pervasive on the plant?
Yeah, they can be pretty widespread. I've seen entire trees pretty much covered. But if you notice, if it is thrips, the leaves are not discolored. They seem to be otherwise healthy. Is that the case?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. That's sort of the mystery of this of thrips. They cause a little bit of damage, but they seem to be pretty sporadic in their activity and usually don't cause a long-term problem to the tree.
Now, if there was any reason, you know, some people just like to mess with things or have everything absolutely perfect, how would you get rid of a thrip if you wanted to?
There may be some chemical treatments. I don't think that there's a recommended course of treatment for them because they don't seem to present a health threat to the tree. So I'm one who would be very conservative. I'd probably just let those insects have their way. If it were an aphid problem or something else that's really causing a health threat to the tree, then you might want to think of a chemical treatment.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Kathy in Buckeye is next on the line right after this.